穿着各色各样的纱儿都很漂亮。
Thank you. God, my Krishna, go, Gopina, Shem, Kundana, Mahaprabhu, Gopina, Pi, Vrindavan Dham, Pi, Mathura Dham, Pi, Vaya Purnapati Dham, Pi, Purna Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Pindi Ki, Sankirtan Yakti Pi, Sri Mayapur Chandra Doya Mandir Ki, all glories of the Sambhu Guru, all glories of the Sambhu Guru,
Thank you.
first point here that we can all appreciate is that the mind can be one's best friend or one's worst enemy.
那在这节诗里面的第一个要点，我们要掌握的是，我们的心既可以是我们的最好的朋友，也可以是最坏的敌人。
The mind is full of so many impressions, both from this lifetime and the past lifetime.
那么我们的心里面呢，充满了各种各样的影像、记忆等等，不管是今世的还是前生的，很多。
Just like a piece of photographic film, so many impressions are placed on the mind.
就像一张一张的那个照片似的，我们看那个电影上那个照片，一格一格的，很多很多都在我们的心里。
Many of them we have forgotten, but they are stored within.
那尽管我们很多人已经忘了过去的东西，但实际上在心里面都印着。
And at night time, we suddenly find that the impressions come back to us in a dream.
那到了晚上的时候，我们睡觉的时候，突然就会发现，有的时候在我们的睡梦当中，那些个记忆就都来了。
Sometimes the pictures on the mind are agreeable, and sometimes they are very unpleasant.
那有的时候呢，在我们记忆当中的那些个画面是令人快乐的，有的时候是令人非常不快乐。
The point is that the mind is an instrument.
那要点是，我们的心呢，实际上是一个工具。
Which can be used positively or negatively.
我们可以用积极的一种方式去用它，也可以用一种特别消极的方式去用它。
Just like a kitchen knife.
就像那个厨房里的刀子。
If you know how to use it skillfully, you can chop vegetables.
如果你知道怎么样很好的用那个刀的话，你可以很快的切菜。
But if we are a little bit careless, we can cut ourselves.
但如果我们稍微的不小心，我们就会割伤自己。
In the same way, the mind can be very useful, but if it is not carefully controlled, then it can cause us harm.
那同样的道理，如果我们很好的控制住我们的心的话，那它就是这个心就是很有用的。但是如果我们不好好的去控制它，它就可以伤害我们。
In the Bhagavad Gita, the senses are compared to horses.
在佛家梵歌当中呢，那个我们的感官呢被描述为是马匹。
And the mind is compared to the rope that controls the horses.
那我们的心呢就被比喻为是。就是那个控制马的缰绳。
And the intelligence is the driver holding the rope.
那我们的智力呢，被描述为是那个驾驭马车的那个马车夫。
And the passenger in the car is the soul.
那么我们那个灵魂呢，就是在个马车上面的那个那个客人乘客。
The whole cart or chariot is the body.
那整个的那个车呢，就是身体。
So with this example, you can understand that if the horses go out of control, then the chariot will perhaps go into a ditch or some place, and everyone will fall and hurt themselves.
那以这个马车为例子，我们就可以了解，如果我们不很好的控制那个马匹的话，那辆车。风的马车不知道就会把我们拉到什么地方，有的时候就会掉到坑里面去等等。
So we have to control the senses. The horses have to be controlled. The senses have to be controlled by the rope, the mind.
因此呢，我们必须要控制那个马匹，也就是要控制我们的感官，用我们的心，也就是用那个缰绳去控制。
But Arjuna speaks to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and says it's more difficult to control the mind.Than to control the raging wind.
但是呢，尔朱呢在佛家梵歌里就说，要控制心呐，比控制那个狂风还要难。
Sometimes we want to control our mind, but it goes out of our control, and we become very angry.
有的时候我们想控制我们的心，但是呢，有的时候就是控制不了，结果我们就变得非常的愤怒。
Sometimes the mind dwells on thoughts which are not pure, And yet, it's very difficult to control it.
那我们的有的时候我们的心我们的思想不是很纯净，因此很难控制。
So, somebody must hold the rope.
因此必须有人要抓住那个缰绳。
That is intelligence.
这个就是智力。
Where do we get good intelligence?
那我们从哪得到那个好的那个智慧？
How does the intelligence become? Where does intelligence come from?
那我们的那个智力是从哪里来的呢？
From three sources.
从三个源头，三个地方。
The instructions of scripture.
一个是从经典的训示。
The words of the spiritual master.
还有呢，是灵性导师的话语。
And the example and guidance of saintly persons.
还有圣人的以身作则的这个榜样。
These three, guru, sadhu, and shastra.
这个三个老师，也就是圣人、灵性导师，还有经典。
They can know how to take hold of the mind, the rope, and guide the horses properly.
他们知道怎么样能够就是抓住缰绳，然后就是很好的指导那个马匹。
So intelligence must be in control.
因此呢，那个智力啊，必须是要受到控制。
Give proper instruction to the mind.
这个智力呢，必须要是有很好的控制力，它可以给心很好的指导。
Then the mind can tell the senses what to look at, what to smell, what to taste, what to touch, what to hear.
那么这个心呢，就会告诉感官该听什么，该闻什么，该说什么，该接触什么，该吃什么，它就会告诉感官。
And if all of this happens correctly, then the passenger who is the soul will be very happy and will be able to progress on the path back to God.
如果这一切都进行得很对很顺利的话，那么那个在马车上的那个乘客他就会很快乐，然后呢就是这个马车就会带着他一直就到至尊人格首相的身边。
Now when you are in full control of Now, when you have full strength of body and mind, this is the time to practice such yoga.
当我们大家现在的这个身体和心都是充满了精力的时候，这个时候是最好的就是练习奉爱瑜伽的时候。
So people, you have come very late.
昨天来吧。
You are so late.
来的那么
早。No, my husband is busy, so I have to take care of her.
Because at the time of death, then our strength will not be very great.
因为当我们就是临终的时候，临死的时候，我们的精力不是很够。
If your mind has not been controlled now, how will you control it at the time of death?
那么，如果我们现在不能够控制住我们的心的话，在我们死的时候，我们怎么能够控制住我们的心呢？
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yam Yam Vapi Smaram Bhavam Tyajati Anti Kalevaram Tam Tam Vivai Tukonteya Saratat Bhava Bhavitaha. Whatever the mind thinks of at the time of death, that will determine its next birth.
那在佛家梵歌当中就说，当我们临死的时候，无论我们的心啊，那个心念专注在什么样的一个注意力，专注在什么上面，最后就决定我们下一生投生到什么。
How did you get your present body?
那我们现在怎么才得到了我们现在的身体呢？
Somebody is born in Taiwan.
有的人出生在台湾。
Somebody is born in Manipur.
有的人出生在 Manipur.
Somebody is born in Orissa.
有的人那个出生在 Orissa.
Somebody is born in France.
有的人出生在法国。
Somebody is born in Portugal.
有的人出生在波多黎各。
Switzerland.
葡萄牙。 瑞士。
Italy。
意大利。
Bengal。
孟加拉。
Malaysia。
马来西亚。
Australia。
澳大利亚。
England。
英国。
Philippines。
菲律宾。
Or even in America。
哦，或甚至是美国。或者是文达文，或者是
什么 born somebody。
那不同的人出生在不同的地方，到底怎么样就会出现这样的情况呢？
How did you get a lady's body, or how did you get a man's body?
为什么有的人就是得到女人的身体，有的人得到男人的身体呢？
Or Israel also。
哦，就是忘了说那个以色列。
How did you get a lady's body or a man's body? It is all depending on the consciousness, the thoughts in the mind at the time of death.
我们为什么有的人得到男人的身体，有的人得到女人的身体？这个都是取决于我们在死的时候当时的那个心态是什么。
Now imagine if you could choose anybody you want.
那现在我们想象一下，如果你可以选择你想要的身体。
For your next birth.
你下一生想要的
身体，
那你想你出生在什么地方？
America?
美国。
Or where? You want to be born in the spiritual world.
要出生在灵性世界。
Then you have to prepare your mind with such thoughts.
那你就必须准备你的这个心，然后看应该到底怎么正确的思想。
So now this verse tells you how to do it.
那这节诗就告诉我们应该怎么做。
It says that.
这节诗说。
You should use your entire full time in the day, 24 hours, in chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, form, qualities, and eternal pastimes.
说我们应该把全部的时间，一天24小时，都用来认真的吟诵、吟唱和铭记至尊主的圣名。以及他超然的形象、属性和永恒的逍遥时光。
First of all, engaging the mind and the tongue.
首先呢，应该要让我们的舌头和心忙于这些活动。
Engaging the tongue means in vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra, as we have heard from yesterday's verse. Even if there is no taste, begin by chanting, and the taste for chanting Krishna's name will increase.
那就像那个，这是让我们的舌头从事活动的意思，就是说应该呢要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra。 就像我们昨天说的，尽管我们一开始唱的时候品味不到那种甜美的滋味，但是我们应该继续不断地唱。
When we chant Krishna's name,
当我们吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名的时候，
many things may come within the mind.
那我们的心里就会思绪万千。
So what do we do?
那我们这个时候该怎么做呢？
You have to chant more loudly.
你应该念的声音要大一些。
To overcome the talking of the mind.
这样的话，就让那个大的声音压住你的思想的那种。
But gradually the mind should become steady and just absorbed in hearing Krishna's name.
然后逐渐的让我们的那个心呢，就慢慢的集中在注意力集中在吟诵吟唱圣名上。
When the chanting of Krishna's name becomes very focused.Then automatically the form of Krishna will appear within the mind.
当我们什么时候就是能够全神贯注的吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名的时候，那个 Krishna 的形象自然的就会在我们的心中就显出来。
That means that the name and the form will be one.
这个就是意味着名字和形象是一样。
As you pronounce the words Krishna, you will visualize Krishna.
当你在就是发这个 Krishna 的声音的时候，你到时候就会有这样的一个形象。
When you visualize Krishna, when you visualize Krishna, the qualities of Krishna will also become clear, because Krishna is a person with so many qualities.
当那个 Krishna 在我们的心中能够显出来，让我们看到的时候，那 Krishna 的那个属性啊等等的，对我们来说也就清楚，因为这个跟他的形象是没有区别。
In the nectar of devotion.There are 64 qualities of the Lord.
64. 在那个奉爱福在这个奉爱的甘露这本书里面，描述了至尊主有64项品格属性。
And gradually these qualities, as we chant His name, the form and qualities of the Lord will also appear to us and be experienced by us.
那所以呢，在我随着我们越来越专注地唱 Krishna 的名字的时候，那他的形象也会自然地逐渐地在我们心中就显出来，这形象的这种品质就会显现出来。
And all of these are made visible, tangible, experientially, knowable. In other words, we can experience them.Through the pastimes of Krishna.
那我们呢，逐渐的就可以所有的他的这些品质啊，这些属性啊，都可以就是通过他的那些个逍遥时光，让我们体验到。
In this regard, it is recommended that one live in Vrindavan Dham.
那要达到这些呢，那经典就建议我们应该住在本达本圣地。
Because the pastimes of Krishna are identified or connected with different places in Vrindavan where they took place.
那因为什么这样呢？因为 Krishna 他是在 Vrindavan 那个地区不同的地方从事了不同的这个娱乐活动。
So the effect of being in a particular place where a pastime took place is that that pastime becomes more accessible to us as we remember the pastime of that place.
那所以呢，当我们在 Krishna 他所从事的某一项娱乐活动的那个地方去记忆有关 Krishna 的从事的这些娱乐活动的话，那个效果就会更大。
And so great devotees of the Lord have decided to reside in Vrindavan Dham.
所以呢，那个至尊主的那些个伟大的奉献者，他们就都决定住在 Vrindavan。
In order to increase their remembrance of Krishna.
以便他们能够就是更好的记忆 Krishna 的那些个娱乐活动。
At the same time, we find that great acharyas, spiritual teachers in our line, have returned from Vrindavan to Mayapur Navadvipam.
可是同时呢，我们发现，在我们这个师徒传承当中的很多的伟大的灵性导师，他们都从 Vrindavan 出来到 Mayapur 的等地方，Mayapur Navadvipam 这些圣地。
In fact, we are told that there is no difference between Mayapur and Vrindavan.
事实上，我们被告知，本达本和玛雅普是没有区别的。
Because all of the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan have their equal in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur and Navadvipam.
因为 Krishna 在本达本所从事的所有的娱乐活动和主柴他亚在玛雅普拿巴对特所从事的这些个娱乐活动，他们是在同一个层面上没有区别的。
With this difference,
有只有一个区别。
That here in Mayapur, the pastimes are more easily appreciated or more easily accessible. That's it.
那这个唯一的一个区别就是说，这个至尊主在玛雅普所从事的这些个娱乐活动呢，更容易让我们体验到。
This is because of the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这个是因为主柴塔尼亚马哈普的仁慈所致。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Surrender unto me, sarva dharmam pidityaja mam ekam saranam braja, aham tvam sarva papyo mokshyasyami masucha." He gives.Release from all sinful reactions if you surrender unto him.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中就说，你放弃一切宗教，只归依我，我就会保护你，使你免于最可怕的危险。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes no such demand.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他没有这么
He is prepared to give full shelter even if one does not surrender. And the example is Jagai and Madai.
他准备给每一个人完全的庇护保护，即使那个人都没有准备投靠服从他。那个例子就是加盖和马代的例子。
Just like it is said that there are 10 offenses to be avoided when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
那就像经典里说的，当我们吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，我们应该避免十项冒犯。
But the Panchatattva mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Parasrivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam is even more merciful. There is no offense against Panchatattva mantra.
但是呢，当我们每一次念一圈之前所念的那个五圣子的那个祷文，它更仁慈，念这个祷文就没有任何需要避免的冒犯。
And therefore we can understand that the mercy which is available in Mayapur and Navadvipam is more easily received than what is available in Vrindavan.
因此呢，我们可以明白，我们在 Vrindavan 和 Navadvip 所能够接收到的仁慈啊，比在 Vrindavan 所能够接收到的仁慈呢要更容易。
So our acharyas have come to live most of the time in the region of Mayapur, meditating on Krishna and Vrindavan.
那所以呢，我们这个师徒传承里面的灵性导师呢，他们就来到 Mayapur。在这儿冥想有关至尊主在稳达本所从事的逍遥活动逍遥时光。
In any case, living in the Dham, one must do so under the advanced devotees.
那不管怎么样，就是说当我们在这个圣地住的时候，我们是应该在高级的奉献者的指导下。
If we cannot physically live in the holy Dham, then we must live there within our mind.
如果我们的身体不能够住在圣地里面，那至少我们的心应该在圣地。
As Krishna is present everywhere through his holy names, so Krishna's residence in Vrindavan, his Vrindavan place of residence, the Dham, is present wherever a devotee remembers it.
那正如就是 Krishna 他随着他的圣名传遍全世界，他也无所不在一样。当我们的心在想着 Krishna 的时候，无论我们身体在什么地方，那个稳当的圣地也就在那个地方。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that while he was doing his bhajan, his worship, he saw his house transform into Goloka Vrindavan.
圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就说，当他在做那个巴掌，也就是轻声的吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的时候，他就感觉到看到他的房子已经转变成 Goloka Vrindavan。
You all visited his home.
咱们大家都已经去参拜过他的家了。
So he was sitting in his home, and that home became Vrindavan.
他坐在他的房间里面，但是他的那个整个的房子已经转变成了 Vrindavan。
That means when you get to the level of advancement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can be sitting in Taipei or in any city in Taiwan or anywhere in the world, and your home will transform into Vrindavan.
这就意味着，当我们进步到上升到了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的那个阶段的时候，那个层面的时候，无论我们坐在哪，我们可以坐在台湾的随便一个什么城市，或者是全世界的什么地方，无论我们坐在什么地方，那个地方都可以转变成圣。
How will this happen?
那这个怎么会发生的呢？
That has to happen by the mercy of the advanced devotees whom you take shelter of.
这个必须是在这个我们所皈依的那一位高级的奉献者的仁慈下才会发生。
They have to share with you their own understanding of how to access the realm of Vrindavan.
他们必须就是仁慈的跟我们分享他们对这个圣地稳达本的那些个体验。
And they do this by speaking about Krishna in Vrindavan.
而他们是通过讲述有关 Krishna 在稳达本从事的那些个活动来达到。
Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna are so attractive.
稳达的这个 Krishna 在稳达本所从事的那些个娱乐活动是那么的有吸引力。
So we have to hear regularly this nectar of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela.
所以我们必须就是定期的这个有规律的聆听这个 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所从事的这些娱乐活动，品尝那个甘露。
And at the same time, we have to chant Krishna's holy names, remembering these transcendental pastimes.
那同时呢，我们必须吟诵吟唱至尊主 Krishna 的圣名，然后记忆他在 Vrindavan 里面的那些个从事的活动。
This is the method of following in the footsteps of an elevated devotee of the Lord, Krishna's associates.
这个就是我们怎么样应该追随至尊主的那些个同伴，那些个高级奉献者的方法。
The pastimes of Krishna involve many associates of Krishna.
那个 Krishna 他在从事各种各样的娱乐活动的时候，他是有很多的同伴同游跟他在一起。
Now we understand that there are 5 stages of hearing Krishna Katha.
那现在我们应该要了解，在聆听 Krishna 有关 Krishna 的话题的时候，有5个阶段。
In the beginning, it is called Shravana Das.
一开始的阶段叫 Shravana Das.
hear the name, the form, the qualities, and pastimes of Krishna.
在这个阶段呢，我们就聆听至尊主的圣名、超然的形象、属性，还有永恒的娱乐时光。
And when these become our own, when we accept the pastimes and begin to accept them within ourselves and hear them as our own property, this is called Varanadas.
那当我们就是通过聆听这些个所有的这一切，然后把它接受他们，就好像是自己的那种体验的时候，这个时候就叫做
Varanadas. And the attraction for Krishna has developed at this stage.
在这个第二个阶段的时候，那么对于 Krishna 的那种吸引就已经就培养出来了。
And so it isbecomes possible to remember Krishna throughout the day, and this is called Smarnadas.
那这个时候到了这个阶段以后，我们在一天当中就有可能记忆起 Krishna 的这些活动。那这个时候就叫 Smarnadas.
Roll the R.
Smarnadas.
You have to roll the R. This is very hard in Chinese language.Beijing people should have the ocean. They always speak like that.
Smart.
Marbles in their mouth. She doesn't have much of a question. So, Smarnadas has different parts to it.
那 Smarnadas 呢，它有不同的部分。
Here Prabhupada uses the word recollection. Recollection of the.Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana.
那那个就说经典里说这种回忆 Krishna 的过程呢，有五个循序渐进的阶段，那就是回想、全神贯注、冥想、一直不断的回忆和出神。
So if we listen, if we think of each word, to recollect the pastimes.
那我们来看一看每一个字的意思，一个是回想，回忆。
Become absorbed in the past.
然后是全神贯注的。
To meditate on.
然后是冥想这些。
To constantly remember them.
然后是一直不断的回忆。
And then trance, samadhi.
然后是 samadhi, 就是出神。
This is samadhi means uninterrupted meditation on the pastimes of the Lord.
那那个 samadhi 的意思就是说，他那个一直不断的全神贯注的冥想至尊主的这些个娱乐活动。
So in this stage of samadhi, the individual person comes to understand their own true identity as the eternal servant of Krishna in the.Relationship to Krishna unique to that person.
那在这个出神的想 Krishna 的娱乐活动的这个阶段的时候，那个人呢，他就觉悟到了自己是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，而且他和 Krishna 的具体的关系是什么
？And this is called Sampatidas.
这个叫 Sampatidas.
Which means to the perfection of life.
那这个就是。人生的完美阶段，生命的完美境界。
So Rupa Goswami has given us some very good instruction in the nectar of devotion.
那个 Rupa Goswami 呢，他就在这个教诲的在这个奉爱的甘露里面，就给了我们很好的教导有关这个。
He says, "Seva sadaka rupena, siddha rupena chakrahi, tad bhava lipshana kariya, braja lok anusharasa."
那他就说，在超然的 braja 之地，人应该怀着与主 Krishna 的同伴一样的感情，为至尊主服务，应该直接接受 Krishna 的一位同伴的指导，向他学习， 这种方法既适用于处在萨达那阶段的奉献者，也适用于处在达到了灵性完美境界、处在萨迪亚阶段的奉献者，叫西塔。
So there are two types of bodies here, the Sevaka Rupena and the Siddha Rupena. By the body of a Sevaka, a servant, with this particular Sadaka body, and with the body of a perfected person.
那所以呢，就说那个到时候那个人的躯体有，就奉献者的躯体，它有两种，一种呢是在那个萨达那的那个阶段，另外一个就是达到了完美境界，那时候他的躯体就是萨迪亚。
So sadhaka rupena, the body of a sadhaka or practitioner means here particularly one who is entered into the stage of spontaneous devotional service. Sadhaka rupena means.
Sadhaka Rupena 的意思是，就是他逐渐的通过练习，做奉爱服务，最后到了那种自发自愿做的阶段。
Under the guidance of the spiritual master, one meditates on a particular associate of Krishna.
也就是说，到这个时候，就是在灵性导师的指导下，那个奉献者呀、门徒，他特殊的想一个。Krishna 的那个同伴去冥想他
and the kind of service that that associate of Krishna performs
然后去想那个 Krishna 的同游他所给 Krishna 做的服务等等
and one aspires to be able to render a similar type of service
然后呢他就能够去做那个 Krishna 的那个特殊那个具体的同游所做的那个服务
we understand that there are different broad categories of relationships with Krishna.
那我们大家都知道，我们跟 Krishna 有着各种各样的关系。
One may like to serve Krishna, for example, just like the cows serve Krishna.
那某一个灵魂呢，他可能只想以这个乳牛的这样的一个身份为 Krishna 做服务。
Or as some of Krishna's servants.In the house of his father and mother, servant.
那有的人，有的灵魂呢，他可能是在那个 Krishna 的父母的房子里面当仆人。
Or as the friends of Krishna like to serve.
或者呢，有的灵魂呢，喜欢以朋友的身份为 Krishna 做服务。
Or as the parents of Krishna serve.
啊，有的呢是以父母的身份为 Krishna 做服务。
Or as the lovers of Krishna serve.
或者呢是以这个 Krishna 的情人。的身份为他做服务。
We see, for example, in Vrindavan, the trees are offering service to Krishna. They have flowers, fruits, and they offer these for Krishna's pleasure.
我们可以看到，比方说在本达本，那个树它也在为 Krishna 做服务。他们把他们产出来的花和水果都供奉给 Krishna.
These are great personalities. They are not just ordinary material trees.
这些个在本达本的这些树不是普通的物质的树，而是伟大的人物树。
Every living entity in Vrindavan is fully conscious.
在这个本达本里头，每一个生物体都是充满了意识。
Even the clouds, the water, they're all doing particular personal service to Krishna.
尽管是云朵，还有水，他们都在以他们的具体的形式为 Krishna 做服务。
If it's too hot, the cloud will come like an umbrella over Krishna's head.
如果天气太热了的话，那些个云朵就会飘到 Krishna 的头顶上，像一把伞一样的为 Krishna 遮阳。
Or maybe the rain will fall from the cloud.
那或者呢那个就下起了雨
then Radharani if she's with Krishna will immediately hold on to Krishna and Krishna will put his cloth over her
那如果当时 Radharani 正好和 Krishna 在一起呢一旦天上下雨了他就会马上去抱住 Krishna、
so,
取求庇护然后 Krishna 就会把自己身上的衣服就盖在他身上
the cloud is doing so much service
所以你们看看那个云朵他做那么多的服务
or Krishna lives inNanda Maharaj's home in Nandagram, you will go there in Vrindavan and you will see. And in that place where Nanda and Krishna's mother Yasoda are living, there are so many servants in the home. They assist the parents in looking after Krishna and Balaram.
那么，如果我们去 Vrindavan 的话，我们就会去那个 Nandagram， 也就是 Krishna 的父母。 南的马哈拉几个亚苏的住的那个房子，那很有的灵魂呢，他就愿意就当那个南的，就是马哈拉几个亚苏达的仆人，然后帮助这个 Krishna 的父母来照顾 Krishna 和 Balaram。
They help in the kitchen.
他们在厨房里帮忙。
Maybe they're cleaning in the rooms.
他们也许呢是打扫房间。
Help to get Krishna's bath ready.
然后呢，或者有的呢是在帮助给 Krishna 铺床。
Maybe they take some food out to feed Krishna.
或者有的人呢是拿一些个食物啊给 Krishna 吃。
This is in a mood of service.
这些都是这个服务的心态。
And then there are Krishna's friends.
那还有一些灵魂呢，他是 Krishna 的朋友。
They come early in the morning to see if Krishna's ready to go with them for milking the cows.
那他们呢，一大早就起来到这个Krishna 住的那个地方，然后就看看 Krishna 是不是起床了，准备好了，跟他们一起去放牛去啊，去挤牛奶。
They go with him into the cow shed, and after milking the cows, they all go home.They each get their bath and they come and have their breakfast with Krishna. Then they go out in the field to take the cows out and all day long play with Krishna and take care of the cows.
那他们呢去给这个牛奶挤奶啊，挤完奶以后就一起就回家吃饭，吃完饭以后呢就去放牛去了，一起在森林里头去玩啊放牛。
Mother and father Krishna are also looking after him. It's a mother and father would look after their child.
那当 Krishna 的父母的那些灵魂呢，就以父母的身份，就是照顾 Krishna。
And then there are the gopis.
那还有一些牧牛姑娘。
The cowherd girls.
牧牛姑娘。
Who love Krishna as their dearmost lover.
他们呢，把 Krishna 当作他们最爱的那个爱的。
They are thinking of him all day long, and sometimes they manage to meet him during the day.
那他们呢，是一天到晚想着 Krishna， 然后有的时候就做一些安排，在一天当中的什么时间能够跟 Krishna 约会一下。
And in the evening, they meet him and dance together, embracing each other.
然后呢，到了晚上呢，他们又去见面，去约会，然后在一起跳舞啊，互相拥抱啊。
So each of these is a different type of loving relationship with Krishna.
所以我们大家可以看到，我们灵魂跟 Krishna 有着各种各样的一种关系。
And we have within us one of those types of loving relationships.
那我们每一个个体都跟 Krishna 有一个具体的那个关系。
When the process of Krishna consciousness gradually purifies the mind of all the dirty things that have come from so many bad impressions.
那当我们就是按照奉爱服务的程序认真的去修炼，把曾经有过的所有的那些个在我们心中的脏东西全部去除掉，我们的心变得纯洁的时候，
When the chanting of the Krishna's names has come to the stage of samadhi，
当我们吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的那个阶段到了那个 samadhi， 也就是全神贯注一直不断的那个阶段的时候，
That means continuous remembrance of Krishna day and night，
那个就是意味着一天到晚不停的想
then we will know our eternal relationship，
到了那样的阶段的时候，我们就可以知道我们和 Krishna 的永恒的关系是
render that service to Krishna very perfectly within our mind，
然后我们那个时候就可以在心中很完美的去为 Krishna 做那个具体的。
We will follow the mood of the particular associates of Krishna in eternal Goloka Vrindavan.
我们就可以追随在 Goloka Vrindavan 里面的 Krishna 的某一个同伴，他的那种心态去为他做服务。
We will think, oh, I wish I could be a cloud giving shade to Krishna.
我们也许就会想，哎呀，我想当那个狗肉部分那里面的一片云朵，可以给 Krishna 遮阳。
Or how I wish that I could be in Krishna's home, helping his mother and father by doing some services there.
或者呢，我们就可以想，我真想在这个Vrindavan 里面，就是 Krishna 父母的那个房子里面，在那边呢，可以帮助他的父母为 Krishna 做一些服务。
Or I wish that I could be a friend playing with Krishna and looking after the cows.
或者我们有的人就想了，我真希望我能够成为 Krishna 的朋友，然后可以跟他一起去玩耍，照顾那些什么。
Or I wish I could be with love like Mother Yasoda or his father Nanda, feeling that Krishna is just like my son.
那有的呢就可以想，我真希望能够像那个 Nanda Maharaj 或者是亚苏的母亲一样，然后就是以父母的那个心态来照顾 Krishna。
Or that I could remember Radharani's mood of love for Krishna and the gopis and help them in their loving relationship with Krishna。
那或者呢，我们就可以想，我们可以呢一直想着 Radharani 还有其他的牧牛姑娘，他们对 Krishna 的爱，然后呢，我可以帮助他们跟 Krishna 有一种爱，有那种爱的交流。
This is not something that you can do in this stage, in the beginning stage of Krishna consciousness.
所有刚才描述的这些事情都不可能在那个初级的阶段，我们这样的阶段去做。
Prabhupada warned us: first deserve, then desire.
帕帕的说，首先要去做，具备资格，然后才可以去想。
First qualify yourself by heaps and heaps of devotional service.
首先呢，需要一直不断的做奉爱服务，让自己具备那个资格。
Then your heart will gradually be purified.
然后我们的心就会逐渐的被净化。
There will be no more lust.
在这个心里面就再也不会有那个色欲、愤怒，
no more greed,
还有贪婪，
no more jealousy,
啊，嫉妒。
None of the qualities which are impure,
所有这些个不洁的这些个品质都不会有。
That mood we can properly perform our eternal service to Krishna.
在这种完全纯净的状态下，我们才有资格为 Krishna 做这个用。
So this verse today gives us.Some hope of what is coming for us in the future.
所以呢，今天讲的这节诗里头呢，是给我们希望，让我们能够知道，在今后的将来，我们会达到一个什么样的层面。
Because these 11 verses of this book take us from the beginning stage to the most elevated position.
因为这个教诲的甘露里面这个十一节诗，是把我们从最开始的那个初级阶段，逐渐的提升到最高的境界。
So we are already doing text 8, which is very advanced.
那我们现在已经读到了第八节诗，这第八节诗所描述的这个境界是非常非常高级的。
So I will stop here now and ask if there are any questions.
哦，现在就要停止，然后问问有没有什么问题。
You said that advanced devotees who were meditating on Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, they came to Mayapur to meditate on them. So why they had to come there? Because they were already fully surrendered, so they could do that.
Advanced devotees, you heard the question?
They already
had. Advanced devotees are in Vrindavan, they're meditating on Krishna's pastimes. Why they have to come to Mayapur since they're already surrendered and doing it in Vrindavan?
他就那个马塔吉就问，那些个高级的奉献者，他们已经在本达文，就是在为 Krishna 做服务，在冥想 Krishna 这一切，为什么他们一定要到马尔谷呢
？Because the pastimes of Krishna at the present moment are not manifest.
因为在此刻 ，Krishna 所从事的那些娱乐活动并没有显现出来。
They're called apakart lila.
他们叫 apakart lila.
Unmanifest.
也就是不显示，没有显示。
And it is said that this dham, Mayapur dham, is very merciful and reveals the unmanifest apakart lila more easily than Vrindavan dham.
经典里就说，这个 Mayapur 这个圣地啊，它是那么的仁慈，它可以把就是在这个地方，他可以把在那个文达文那边从事的娱乐活动，就是没有显现出来的娱乐活动，在这边就很容易的给我们揭示出来。
This is why they come here.
这个就是为什么那些个伟大的人到这儿。
Another question.
另外一个问题。
And then it looks like in the Indian Prabhupada, if they're meditating here and they're getting more recognition, then also they like Prabhupada wanted to leave the body in Vrindavan. So why are they not thinking that?
Why did Prabhupada choose Vrindavan to leave his body?
Also, maybe the last group is that they're wanting also to leave the Vrindavan. So why are they not thinking that?
Yes, some devotees stay in Vrindavan, some devotees come to Mayapur.
有的奉献者到在本达文，有的奉献者就到马尔谷。
And certainly Prabhupada said Vrindavan is our home.
那当然了，啪啪啪的就跟我们说，本大本是我们的家。
And Prabhupada himself spent more time in Vrindavan than Mayapur.
那啪啪啪的自己呢？他是在本大本所度过的时光比在马尔。
We did see Gorkha Shradas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They gave more time here.
但是我们也看到 Bhakti Vinod Thakur, 那个 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, 还有 Gorkha Babaji.他们都花更多的时间，一生当中更多的时间在玛雅。
Even if for no other reason than to show example to us.
尽管他们并不需要，一定要给我们展示，就是树立榜样。
Because it's less possible to do offenses here, and it's more possible to commit offenses in Vrindavan.
因为在这个地方呢，就是冒犯的可能性比在本达本冒犯的可能性要小。
Still, Prabhupada went to Vrindavan.And gave up his body there, so it shows us that Vrindavan mood is the mood that we should inculcate within our consciousness. But you cannot get to Vrindavan unless you go through the mood of Mahaprabhu.
但是呢，就是他们他的还是最后就是在选择在 Vrindavan 离开身体，因为呢，他是要给我们树立一个榜样，就是说那个Vrindavan 那个心态应该是要培养起来。可是如果我们没有那个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个仁慈的话，我们即使到了那一边，也不可能就是说真正的改变。
We can say that Prabhupada's preaching all over the world is equal to his living in Mayapur Navadvipa, because he's doing seva to Mahaprabhu.
那我们可以说，帕姆帕的他因为在全世界在传播这个 Krishna 的知识，所以说呢，他。对他，因为在全世界传播 Krishna 的知识，因此就等于他在这个马尔普在这里。
So he also left Vrindavan to go to Mayapur.
因此呢，他也是离开了 Vrindavan， 那个他也离开 Vrindavan 到
达。But to him, Mayapur was the world, the preaching field of the world.
但是呢，对他来说，马尔普是整个的，就是向全世界传教的那个。
In fact, he said, Mayapur is my place of worship.
那事实上他说过，马尔普是我崇拜的地方。
This is where he does his sadhana bhajan.
这个就是他做那个 sadhana bhajan.
And his sadhana bhajan is preaching.
而他的 sadhana bhajan 就是传教。
So therefore we should understand when he went out preaching, that is his living in Mayapur Navadvipa.
因此我们应该明白，当他到世界各地去传教的时候，实际上就等于他住在 Mayapur 这个地方。
And to show us what he's meditating on, therefore he came back to Vrindavan and left his body there saying, this is the home, this is what I'm meditating on inside.
但是呢，他为了让我们能够了解他到底在冥想什么，因此他在临终的时候就回到 Vrindavan，要让我们很清楚的知道 Vrindavan 是我们该去的家。
That is one explanation.
这是一种解释。
And I think that there are thousands of ways to explain it in different ways.
那我认为其实有成千上万种的方法要可以解释这个问题。
Another question.
有另外一个问题。
Hari Chandan.
Hari Chandan.
As you said, first deserve, then deserve. So.
圣体的这个mantra 比 Hare Krishna mantra 就是更仁慈。那为什么我们不直接就唱五圣体的那个 mantra？ 那帕布帕的就回答说，主柴达尼亚玛哈布教导我们要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra。
But many people at least chant one time 20,000 mantra at the beginning of every round。
他说，但是呢，就是说很多人他们就是在唱那个 Hare Krishna mantra 之前，他们就会唱一遍五圣体。
You want to chant the full round of 20,000 mantra? There's no harm.
他说当然了，如果你愿意整个一圈108个珠子都唱那个五圣体的那个，也可以唱一圈也可以。
Yeah.
师傅，这一个。It is said in the scriptures that the spiritual master is the most intimate observer, the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In other words, is to be understood that it's the conjugal law, this relationship with Krishna. Does it necessarily mean that every single disciple that he has, they also have that type of relationship, or they can have one or the other form?
The question is basically,Does everybody who joins ISKCON have a relationship with Krishna like the gopis do?
Because you said we have to follow the mood. of advanced devotee, which shelter they do that?
那就是说，刚才他问的问题就是说，我们应该追随高级奉献者的那个心态。因此，是不是所有的加入国际 Krishna 意识协会里面的这些个奉献者，他们最后都是有那种关系、那种心态，都是跟 Krishna 有一种爱人的那种关系的心态。
Prabhupada said that generally the followers of Lord Chaitanya have this mood.
那帕布帕的说，就是那些个追随主柴坦娘麻帕布的那些人都会有这种牧牛姑娘心态。
We see not all of them do. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there are examples like Murari.
但是呢，我们也看到了，就是说，并不是每一个人都有这样的心态。比方说，在柴坦娘 Charitamrita 那个高级的经典里面就描述有一个奉献者叫 Murari。
He was a devotee of Ram.
他呢，就是 Ram 那个奉献者。
And we see in Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one book, Jaiva Dharma, and there we see that there are different persons, and each have a different relationship with Krishna, and that they are not both in the same mood.
那那个我们看那个Bhaktivinoda Thakur写的一本书叫那个 Jaiva Dharma， 里面他就讲了有两种的奉献者，那两种奉献者，每一种奉献者的心态都不一样，并不是都是一样。
So the guru advises each one of them to associate with different person for further instruction.
因此呢，那个灵性导师就是对不同的人，就让他们去跟不同的那个奉献高级奉献者联络。
So these things gradually, as we need further guidance, yes, there will be different associates to the different persons we will associate with to instill the proper mood.
那所以说，随着我们做奉爱服务逐渐的进步的话，总有一天，到时候灵性导师就会指导我们跟某一个具体的那种人物，就是去交往，然后呢，培养那个正确的心态和那种具体的心态。
But Prabhupada makes it clear that this can be done. This advanced type of association and meditation is only possible past the stage of anointed mirror.
那但是帕布帕德就说了，就是到那样的一种境界。他必须是清除了心中所有的要不得的那种念头。
Anatta Nivritti means when all the unclean things, nearly every one of them, is cleared from the heart.
Anatta Nivritti 的意思就是说，要把心中所有的那些不干净的东西全部都去除掉。
And there is ruchi, taste,
ruchi, 这个品味，还有 shakti 是依恋。
Practically, Prabhupada speaks of this almost as if it is.Very high stage. It comes close to pop.
那啪啪的就讲到这些的时候，那都是讲的特别的高的境界，基本上就到了那个 pop 的境界。
Certainly, it is at least at the stage of Anatta Nivritti.
所以呢，当然了，最好就是最起码的应该到那个 Anatta。
Anatta means unwanted things.
Anatta 的意思就是不想要的东西，不值得要的东西。
Nivritti means when they are cleansed away or when purified.
Nivritti 的意思就是说被去除掉了，清除掉了。
那
不如这
种，我请问你要，就是我们是台湾买这个麻药粉的，但是我们在台湾的时候感受。不到那么强的那个灵性的力量，在这边怎么到处都有那个灵性的力量非常的强。
The question is that you came from Taiwan. In Taiwan, we didn't experience so strong spiritual power, and here, everywhere, we can experience the strong spiritual power.
Yes.
Energy.
Yes, so you want to live here full time?
是的，所以你想整就是整个的时间就都住在这儿了吗？
What will your family say?
那你们家人会怎么说？
只有孩子各自独立呀。
She has children. They already.
They're independent.
Well, then we okay. First, go back to Taiwan.
他说，首先回到台湾。
And remember, make 10 more devotees.
然后要记住，一定要让培养十个奉献者。
Then come back next year.
然后明年回来。
Then every one of those should make 10 more.
然后带来的那十个奉献者，每个人也要培养十个奉献者。
Then when there are 2,500 devotees in Taiwan.
等到台湾有了2500个奉献者的时候，那我们就会在这儿建一个灵修所，台湾的。啊，我们在这儿已经有那个管那个的那个灵修所的人已经有了。
And you will also be here.
那你也到时候可以住在这儿。
And also shave your head.
也可以把你的头发都剃了。
Take charge of the ashram.
然后也一起管理那个我们的灵修所。
So first deserve, then desire.
所以应该先变得有资格，然后再去愿望。
First make 10 devotees.
今年去培养10个奉献者。
And make all of those 10 make 10 more.
然后让那个十个人，每个人再去培养十个。
Then you will deserve the right to live in Maya.
然后你就有资格住在玛雅普了。